ain't sell me up in Harlem way.
The voice is unmistakable, and so is the horn. That's Louis Armstrong, Satchmo, the recording, live at the Cotton Club, 1939. A rare find, a gift from a fan in Stockholm.
Gösta Hagelöf, I always refer to him as the Swedish Oracle of Louis Armstrong.
Archivist Ricky Riccardi says it's like King Tut's tomb, a treasure trove. 45 boxes of rare Louis Armstrong records, letters, and videos from this Swedish banker.
In his will, Hagelöf actually left us thousands of CDs. And some CDs are very hard to find.
Gösta Hagelöf first saw Armstrong in 1949. They met, became friends, and wrote to one another.
Armstrong recognized that Hagelöf's love for his music was very sincere, it was very profound, very deep, and Louis was a fan of what Hagelöf was doing.
It seems an unlikely pairing, Satchmo and the Swedish banker. To find out what they shared in common besides a love of music, we go to the Louis Armstrong House Museum in Corona, Queens. Up on the second floor in the wood-paneled den, Hyland Harris shows me Armstrong's own meticulously indexed reel-to-reel collection.
You'll see his index here, and his tapes would be stored there.
Here's Armstrong himself talking about it.
Every record I ever made, all I could do is look in a little book and put my finger on it.
They shared a transatlantic kinship, a love of music, and collecting. In Corona, Queens, Sean Adams, WCBS 880 News.
It's the music of Louis Armstrong and his band.
This is an extremely rare recording, live at the Cotton Club, 1939.
Now that can't sell me up in Harlem Way.
Did this turn up in a used record bin somewhere? No, it is part of a vast collection that belonged to a man named Gösta Hagelöf.
Everybody knew him as the Louis Armstrong cat. This guy in Sweden.
Archivist Ricky Riccardi.
Halfway across the world in Sweden, there's this banker who hears Louis Armstrong, who gets close to Louis Armstrong, who writes letters to Louis Armstrong, who collects all of his recordings. And now we have his collection.
In his will, Hagelöf left 45 boxes of recordings, documents, and memorabilia to the Louis Armstrong House Museum in Corona, Queens.
We have hundreds and hundreds of CDs of Armstrong concerts, broadcasts, interviews, you name it, from the 1920s through the end of Armstrong's life. So if I had to put a number on it, I would say it has to number in the thousands.
Hagelöf was a fan who became a friend. Satchmo would write to his collector buddy in Sweden. It turns out Armstrong was a bit of a collector himself. In his wood-paneled den, he kept a strict log of all of his reel-to-reel recordings. Museum assistant Hyland Harris.
People would always say Louis was sort of a pack rat, but pack rats don't index.
Here, Armstrong himself talks about his archive.
All my interviews, I got them all on tape.
Archivist Ricky Riccardi.
The Gösta Hagelöf collection really brings it to another level.
In Corona, Queens, Sean Adams, WCBS 880 News.